I salute you all for being here tonight and listening to a somewhat dire message in some respects. But, you know, we are all in this together, like it or not. And I think we can face these issues and have a good time doing it. So I look forward to joining with you in the effort, and let's have some questions.
Listening to The Extra Environmentalist. You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at XEnvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information. You can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is Progression, and I'm your host, Ben Life. Today we're going to be playing a lot of really great post-rock songs, ones that I really like. And we're just going to get started right away with a song by a band called God is an Astronaut. They're Irish and really cool. This song is All is Violent, All is Bright, off the album All is Violent, All is Bright. Here you go. All these songs start out quiet. It's worth the wait, though, I promise.
Thank you.
That was All Is Violent, All Is Bright by God Is an Astronaut. And just one thing that I wanted to do just before I get too carried away, as I'm often doing, I wanted to just sort of give you guys a working definition of what post-rock is and shoegaze and progressive rock, because these are all genres that I'm very passionate about and a lot of people haven't heard about them. And it's in my best interest to let you guys know so that they become less hip and people stop thinking I'm a hipster, because it gets annoying. So post-rock evolved from regular rock music. Started out sort of in the 80s, but don't quote me on the date. I was never one for history. Started out sort of around the 80s with rock music and with the instruments, but it transitioned from your normal, you have like the chorus and then another section in the chorus. It's all about the build, and then it just gets pretty nuts at the end. I don't know if you guys heard that end in the same way that I did, but it's pretty incredible. It takes me to a totally different place. So that's a good example of a shoegaze song, because it's not to get too technical, but shoegaze has two usually lead guitars that play different melodies, and then the melodies kind of line up, but they're a bit different, and it gives you this crazy musical environment that just takes me away from all my troubles, which I like a lot. And the name shoegaze came from people that play it live on shows. They're staring at their shoes because they have to do modulating on the guitars, because that's another staple of shoegaze, is the modulating. And so they're staring at their feet, looking at the modulating pedals, gazing at their shoes, as it were. So this next song I think is really cool. It's called Come Summer, She Died by Rick Miller. And it's pretty timely, because spring is in the air and summer's coming, but let's hope no one dies.
Doubt thou the stars of fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth be a liar, but never doubt I love.
Time from the western sky as an omen from a dream. It's meaning now is clear to me, but my eyes refuse to see.
Spring is in the air. That was a song by Rick Miller called Come Summer, She Died. He's a Canadian guy, and that album, I think, Heart of Darkness, dropped in January this year, so it's new. It's new and it's good, and I like it. So spring is in the air, and you know what that means? Cargo shorts. I've been seeing cargo shorts a lot around campus, and it's like, I don't know where they go. I think they maybe migrate with the birds, but as soon as you get like a 10 degree day, 10 to 12 degree days like we've been getting, cargo shorts, they just find their way back into fashion. And I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about cargo shorts. They're not the best. Oh, that reminds me. So if anyone was listening to last week's show, they know that it was Fund Drive, which is fundraising for the station, because we are a nonprofit and we're moving stations. But I was doing strip fundraising to make it a little bit more interesting. So every time someone called in with a donation, I would take off an article of clothing. And the deal was I'd walk home in whatever else I had left on. So I ended up walking home in my underwear, which is good news for the women in the area and also for fundraising. And it was cold, but it's nicer this week. So if I can think of another occasion to take my pants off this week, I'm sure I will. The next song we're going to play is a song called Young and Old by Gregor Samsa. And it's a good example of, I think it's violin driven, actually. So it's shoegaze, but instead of two guitars that lead it, it's two violins, which I think is really cool. But I could be thinking of a different song. So we'll find out together. I'm pretty sure it's this song, but we'll find out together.
Thank you.
Again, that was Gregor Samsa playing the song Young and Old. They take the name Gregor Samsa from Metamorphosis, I think, for all the literary inclined people out there. I haven't read it myself. I've heard good things about it. I think that's the one where the guy turns into a beetle. Not like John Lennon or anything like that, like a literal beetle. I have not read it, so I won't be able to give you any more information about it. Also, today's a pretty big occasion because some of you out there who caught my show last week will know that this is my second radio show of all time, which is pretty big news. And it also means that I can only use the "it's my first day" excuse for like another month, tops. So I have to get it out of the way while I can. So, without further ado, I'm going to move on to the next song, which I like. And this is a really interesting song, so I want you to bear with me. It's a J-pop that is like some Japanese pop music fused with this post-rock shoegaze stuff we've been talking about. And if you've been listening, then you know sort of what it is. And you also probably know that I don't really know what it is. But it's songs that sound like this, and I like them. So this is a weird song, and the vocals are weird, but I think it's a good song, and I think that you'll enjoy it, so that's why I'm playing it. I'm going to butcher the name. The band is called Kyojaku, and the song is Affection. So come and listen to it with me. Kyojaku playing a song called Affection. And I prefaced that with by saying that it was a bit of a weird song. And it is a bit of a weird song, but it's really enjoyable, I think. Sometimes fusions come out weird, and sometimes they come out good, and I think that is the good kind of fusion. And as I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me talking, I never tire of hearing me talking. That's kind of why I wanted to do radio, was just so that I could talk more and talk to more people. But the bigger reason is that I love music, and I love to share music with people. So without further ado, I'm going to share some music with you. This is a band called Fjord Rowboat, and the song is Simply Stood.
Thank you.
That was Simply Stood by Fjord Rowboat. And they're traditionally an indie rock band, I think, but one of the great things about post-rock is you can find it in indie, in alternative, in classic rock. Pink Floyd and King Crimson were the original sort of progressive rock. It's the original starters of the movement, the original originals. And they were, I'm sure, classified as classic rock at the time, or I guess it would have been current rock at the time. I don't know how that works. It's the same thing, like, do they call French fries in France? Or are they just fries? Or do they not even have them? Do they have other stuff? I don't know. I don't know. I've never been to France. Maybe when I go, I'll ask them. So, the next song... Ooh, you guys are in for a treat. This next song is by Explosions in the Sky, and if that name is familiar to you, then I want to be your friend, because we have a similar taste in music. And also, they're just fantastic. They, in my mind, have made shoegaze... They brought shoegaze really to the mainstream, and more people are starting to hear of them because it's so cool and they're so good at what they do. This song is called Glittering Blackness, and it's off an album called How Strange Innocence. Here we go.
Thank you.
What a song. What a song. I love that song. I love that song because sometimes when I hear it and when I hear other Explosions in the Sky songs and other post-rock songs, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, but I totally leave all of my... I have a busy schedule, a busy life, and so sometimes things can get a little crazy in my head. But when I have a song like that on, none of that matters, and I just am in a happy place. And I first realized that I was happy because I walked into class, I'm a student here, and I took out my headphones and I realized that I was sad, and I was thinking, why am I sad? And I realized it was because I had stopped listening to that song, and that a song can have such an effect on me that in its absence, I feel sadness. And I thought that that was really cool, and I thought that that was really great, and at that moment, I knew that I wanted to share this music and hopefully that feeling with you people, my friends. My friends, you guys are my friends because you listen to me, and you listen to my music, and you come and hang out with me. Take an hour or 5 minutes, or you come to this channel and you hear this annoying guy's voice and then you switch it. But for that brief instant, we can be friends. So, breaking news. I meant to tell you, over that last song, I got a text actually from my lovely girlfriend, Karis, who she's listening to the show, and she told me that they don't call them French fries. They don't call them fries. They call them frites. And I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, and I'm sure I'm going to get another text. But frites, if you were dying in curiosity. I know I was. This next song that we're going to play is called Distance Between Us by a band called Behind the Ruins. And right before I play that, I just want to make the point that a lot of pop musicians and other musicians of other genres don't think a lot when they name something, name the song, name the band. But the post-rock genre, and to the electronic genre as well, I'll give them that. But the post-rock genre, the names of some of these songs, the names of some of these bands, like Behind the Ruins, that's so beautiful. That's such a beautiful image that you get. And I think it sounds beautiful too. So, beautiful image, beautiful song, and beautiful listeners. There you go. Here we go.
Thank you.
I have something to mention, actually. So seeing as it's only my first day, I did actually make a mistake there. That was, the band was called Diary of My Misanthropy, so I totally messed that one up. And so I was reading the album, Behind the Ruins, but that's not even the full album. The full album is Behind the Ruins, I See a Soul of Places. So I'm just making mistakes all over the place. But that's okay, because it's just my first day. The song still was Distance Between Us, but the band is Diary of My Misanthropy. Great band, great song. It got pretty crazy in there, but good crazy. Loud and fun and exciting. Which is how I feel about a lot of these different songs, I'm sure. So I'm really happy with today's playlist, and we're not quite done. We still have 7 minutes. I still have 7 minutes of your time, if you so choose to give it to me. But we have a lot of great shows here at the station, and the next one coming up right after me is Snaewelith, and I am hoping that's how you pronounce it, because I'm pretty white, I'm very white, and I'm a member of a yacht club, I'm that white, that's the color of white I am. But I'm not very good at pronouncing things, and I don't travel a lot either, so I don't know how things should be pronounced, and there are a lot of consonants and not a lot of vowels in that, and I don't know what to do. But we're going to go with Snaewelith, and great program coming up, so stay tuned for that. I beseech thee, if you can still beseech. Can you still beseech people in this day and age? Or are you just not allowed to? I don't know. Maybe people just won't understand you if you try. In any event, this next song is by a band called Mostly Autumn, and I'm sure that's the band this time, trust me, if you can still trust me. They're a cool band, they're Canadian, and they started out as a Pink Floyd cover band, which I think is really neat, and you can definitely hear the influence, so listen for the influence. They're very Pink Floydian, if you can use that as an adjective. But I do what I want, so it's an adjective from now on. This song is called Please, and the album is The Spirit of Autumn Past. It's been a real pleasure hanging out with you guys, and I hope to see you same time next week at between 3 and 4 on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. You can find this podcast and last week's podcast off CITR.com. There's also a Facebook page. I made a Facebook page called Progression, so good luck finding that. I don't know how you would, but it's out there if you so choose to find it, and I beseech thee to do so. So without any further ado, this song is Please, the band is Mostly Autumn, and have a great spring day.
Just an expression across a crowded room. Brings a tear to my eyes. And the loneliness that creeps inside my crushed for one moment of silence.